Shelby Lynn first set out to make it in country music. She got off to a promising start in 1988, recording a duet with George Jones. She made a couple of country albums, followed by collections of Western swing and torch songs, but not much happened with her albums or her career. She changed directions with her CD, I Am Shelby Lynn, a mix of country, rock, and southern soul, which came out in 2000. Entertainment Weekly said the CD lived up to the description that Tammy Wynette once gave of Lynn, the best voice in country music. Her follow-up album, Love Shelby, was criticized for being lightweight and overproduced. Glossed over and gussied up was how Joe Heim put it in the Washington Post. But her latest album, Identity Crisis, has won back the admiration of many of those same critics. Terry Gross spoke with Shelby Lynn 3 years ago. Before we listen back to their conversation, here's the opening track from her new CD, Identity Crisis.
I can't be here anymore. Just want it to be over. Over. Want to walk where the clouds are big and covered in clover. Clouds of clover. I'm sorry I ever called. Should have never, ever, ever picked up the phone. Should have forgot your number. It's turned into a scary dream. I never wanted that at all. I never really thought you would answer. Now it's a big blown up thing. I wish you hadn't been at home when the telephone rang.
You grew up in Alabama in a small town. Would you describe the town for us?
Well, there's no town.
It's too small
really,
to be a town.
There is no town there. It's 30 minutes from anything. There was one little general store market type vibe where we could get gas and things like that. But I grew up in the woods. Pine trees and a lot of land, always some animals around, and my family, which consisted of my mother, my father, and my sister. So that was it, and a lot of music. So that's, I'm not kidding, it's the middle of nowhere, population about, maybe 700 by now.
What was the school like where you went to?
It was about, 30 minutes away, and my mother would drive us halfway and where a school bus would pick us up, and we'd ride into town, and sometimes we'd ride home with her from work, and we sang together in the car, and that's how we learned to sing harmony together, and it was kind of that way, not much city folk where I'm from.
You were born in 1968. In the 60s, there was the whole, Muscle Shoals scene in Alabama, a recording mm-hmm. studio where a lot of people, including Aretha Franklin, came
right.
to perform. And I'm wondering if there was anything left of that when you were growing up, or whether you were too remote from it to matter anyways.
I think I was too far away from it. My goal was to get to Nashville and be, Tammy Wynette as soon as I could get there.
You got to Nashville.
Yeah.
At, age 18?
18, yeah.
And you were on a talent show. I haven't seen the show called Nashville Now.
It's not a talent show. Actually, it's one of a country variety show.
Oh, okay.
Where he would interview stars, and that's kind of the show to be on in Nashville at that time.
Uh-huh.
And I had done a demo, and they put me on just by hearing a demo, and, got a record deal.
I guess you're one of the people who didn't grow up in a band that played the local bars or Holiday Inns dances.
No, not really. I was too young. By the time I had got to Nashville, I still wasn't old enough to get in bars. So it was a good thing I had a record deal, I guess.
But that means that you started performing professionally without any, high school prom kind of experience or Holiday Inn kind of experience. It must have been terrifying.
Oh, no. I've never been terrified. I did all of my rehearsing at home in front of a mirror with a hairbrush. So it was kind of a natural thing. I was ready to do it all my life. I mean, I've just been waiting. I had been waiting and waiting. There was nothing else in the cards for me.
So you had enough confidence just from...
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that you had it in you.
Yes. Yeah, I had done, you know, maybe a school talent show or two, you know, but I'm talking maybe one or two. There weren't many. And we have these things back home called Fiddler's Conventions. And it's all acoustic music, mainly bluegrass music. And my sister and I would enter, like, the vocal group competition and sing together. And I would be, like, 9, and she'd be, like, 5. And I'd play a ukulele guitar, and we'd sing Blue Suede Shoes and Tea for Texas and stuff like that. But that was about all the performance experience I had ever had. I just knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Would you feel
I
like,
had to do it.
Would you feel like doing a few bars from one of those songs?
Well, it would go like this. Very simple. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. A gal who made a wreck out of me. Well, I'm going where the water tastes like cherry wine. I'm going where the water tastes like cherry wine. 'Cause the Georgia water, it tastes like turpentine. All women fool out of me. That would be about it.
I was waiting to see if you're going to do the yodel or not.
I never was much of a yodeler.
That's a great Jimmy Rogers song. Did you grow up listening to a lot of his stuff?
Well, yeah, I love Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and Bob Wills, and that is what we grew up around, yeah.
So did you have mostly country radio where you were, country radio stations?
The only station we could pick up was about 100, well, you know, 60 miles away. So, yeah, we had a...
The only station?
Well, country station.
Okay.
We had other stations, too, but we didn't really listen to it. My sister did, and then I got into it sometime. I don't remember when. But I was always been a country listener because I wanted to perform it, and that's what I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. You know? So what's it like now that, you know, you spent so much of your life wanting to perform country music, you gave it a shot and decided that that wasn't really you after all, and what you're doing is more of a hybrid now?
Yeah, well, I think I just realized that I would have to do country music outside of where I was, because I don't really hear a lot of country music too much anymore, and I feel like that there's a song on my album, my new album, that's more country than anything I ever cut. So, you know, I'm always doing country music. I just mix it in with my soul music and everything else I like, too, you know. It's good to have the freedom to not have to do a certain kind of thing, because I hate boxes.
Shelby Lynn speaking with Terry Gross.